take the roll.
Councilmember Cardoza. Here. Councilmember Christensen.
Here.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar.
Here.
Councilmember McPherson.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. And we have Pastor Chris Bent to do the invocation, if you would, please, sir. And there will be the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. And although it's not even on any kind of an agenda, if everyone will look at the screens. We have a new member of our community. Give us an update.
Kaylee Margaret McPherson, born 4/7/18, which is weird to say. 5:51 p.m., 7/11.
So she's like officially 10 days and like 12 minutes old now?
Yeah, something like that. Bobby, check our math. He was there. All day with us. He's a trooper.
We can have John do the math if you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would like minutes and seconds also, please. But Mom and baby are good.
Good. Beautiful.
Congrats.
So we do have a couple of amendments to the agenda. The Bimark alcohol license is kind of a timing issue thing, so...
I move we amend the agenda to add item 4C6 under the consent agenda. It's a Bimart alcohol license renewal. We received that renewal application Friday after the deadline for packets, I am assuming. And then I'd also like to add an executive session to discuss personnel matters pursuant to Idaho Code 74206B. And we received that request today.
Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to amend the agenda. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So the next item is a consent agenda.
Unless anybody has anything, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Business items. We have the April 2018 as Grange Month. And we have a proclamation for that. We also have Mr. and Mrs. Johnson here. We thank you for all you do with the Grange. And how many years have you been with the Grange? Wow. Appreciate that. Oh, plus the junior year. All right. Whereas social interaction and educational efforts are the keystones that have allowed great achievements in nonpartisan legislative action and much-needed service projects of the Grange, which have benefited the communities and states in which our members reside, and whereas the Grange has played a major role in the development of rural America during three centuries, advocating for legislative protection, for farmers through Granger laws in the 1800s, promoting research and education to improve agriculture through Cooperative Extension Service, and land-grant colleges, and working to expand mail delivery and electricity to rural areas in the 1900s, and encouraging the expansion of broadband internet service in the 2000s, and whereas the Grange has remained true to the ideal of developing a better and higher manhood and womanhood to ensure that each member is given the opportunity to rise to their full potential as leaders, as Americans, and as contributing part of mankind, and whereas the Grange includes all members of the family within their organization to meet, talk, work, and in general act together for their mutual protection and advancement, and whereas the Grange emphasizes civic responsibility in the involvement of people in the legislative process, and whereas the CUNA Grange will celebrate 108 years of service to our city on May 11, 2018, they welcome all those desiring to make a positive difference in the lives of those around them and recognize that doors of CUNA Grange, number 59 in CUNA, Idaho, are open to all seeking to improve our city and state through open discussion, civility toward those who may differ, and to grow as a person. And whereas the values of the Grange are needed by America now more than ever, now there be it resolved that I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, hereby proclaim April 2018 to be Grange Month in the City of CUNA, Ada County, State of Idaho. Thank you. Was there anything else that you guys want to talk about on that, or? If you want, come on up to the mic and
I'm Don Johnson, member of the CUNA Grange. Thank you, Mayor, Councilman. CUNA Grange is the oldest Grange and active Grange in Grand Hill right now. We don't have very many members, but you're all welcome. And Thursday night we're having celebration honoring different citizens in the community and a Grange member that has been honored before. So you're all welcome to come. I think it's at 6 o'clock. We're maybe back there for 10 more than I can. Anyway, we appreciate what you're doing for us. Just to let you know that we're going to put some new paint on our building. So you see some rough spots and some things that are not very attractive right now.
Yeah, so you were scraping on it on purpose?
This time, yeah. I heard the crowd say it's at 6:30 on Thursday. And that's where we honor the Firefighter of the Year and the Policeman of the Year and the Teacher of the Year and the Granger of the Year and the Community Citizen of the Year. Is that all of them? Yeah. Great. Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Michelle. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, can I take a picture of you guys for our community service book? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
You sure? Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can slide in if you need.
Oh, no. You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. It's just, we do a community service book, so this will be great to put in it.
Grange one.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Let the record show that was a photo op. All right, next we have financial results of operations through March 3rd, 2018. John Marsh.
Hey, good evening. For the record, as the mayor said, John Marsh. In typical fashion, the last few months, I'll just run through it real high level. Has anybody have any questions prior to walking through this?
No.
Any questions? Okay. I'm going to start off with their cash position. At the end of March, the city was sitting at about $15.6 million. That's a really good number for the city of CUNA. It's relative to the growth in the community. They're growing relatively quickly, both of them, of course. That's a very good thing, obviously. If they were divergent, we'd be very concerned. So all is well there. Any questions on the cash? Okay. And as I have in the past, I'll just cover the four major funds, give you a quick rundown of our net, our bottom line, essentially, how we fared thus far through the course of the year. So we're halfway through the year, so this is our sixth month. The general fund, let me narrow this down a little bit here. General fund, the net, then I'm going to call it net income. Net income is $283,037 to the positive, of course, net income, which is very good. Any questions on the general fund? Nothing out of the ordinary, nothing concerning. Everything's humming along very well. The water fund, the net income, if you will, is $736,272. That's very good. Of course, we haven't begun in earnest with much of the capital projects, which is where most of the expenditures end up going. So as we go through summer, that number should change a little bit. But I expect it to end positive as well. Any questions on water? Sewer fund is very close to the water fund. The net income is $811,423. Same exact scenario as water fund. We really have not begun the budgeted capital projects yet. So that number will change slightly as we go through time. Any questions? And then the final major fund is the irrigation fund, and it's sitting at a net of $298,118. Again, that's very good. Same situation as the two prior funds, and all is well there thus far. Any questions at all?
Anybody have anything for John on that?
Okay, thank you.
And thanks.
Please feel free. If you have any questions that come up later, send me an email and we can address them for you. Sure.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. Then we have a request from the CUNA Chamber of Commerce to use the city's movie equipment for CUNA Days. Chris?
Carrie from the Chamber contacted me, asked to use the movie equipment. Based on the discussions last year when the request was made, wanted to come back to council. Last year, the agreement was that they would sign an agreement that they would replace any broken equipment and that they would exchange for a booth so that we weren't competing with the fair market. So just wanted to bring that to the council to get direction either way on that.
Are they willing to do the same as last year?
To give us a booth?
Yeah.
I think they would, yeah. I'm not sure. Do you need a booth again?
Do we want one for anything?
I'm not aware of one. Do you want one, Bobby?
I think Bobby needs one.
I mean, would there be anything we'd want to do, like some sort of parks activity, any sort of, or like letting people know about if we're going to, any... We could come up with something by then, surely. Like any winter activities that we will be planning for the first time or something.
Yeah, I'm sure we can come up with something, so we can probably leave it in there as we will get a booth space.
I think we can throw maybe the Arts Commission in there, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find something to do with it.
We can find some stuff to throw in there.
That seems reasonable to me, consistent with what we've decided in the past.
Okay.
And the real thing.
Everybody else good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we need a motion on that? Okay.
Official thing? Okay.
Good. All right.
Longest meeting of all time.
Yeah. So, Mayor Council announcements. ACHD at some point in June will be asking for a joint meeting between the their Board of Commissioners and Council, so we'll try and get something figured out there and let you know, and it would be good if we can all attend that. Not sure yet what their schedule is or any of that, but just haven't had one for a while. So
I think I'm probably going to be on vacation for a week, so I'll when I get that finalized, I'll send you just so we can try to not.
Where are you going on vacation? Maybe we'll have it there.
Lake Tahoe.
Oh, all right. Are you renting a big enough place we can all go?
Sure, sure.
And then there was a request to have the early voting trailer here at the City Hall parking lot this year, which I think is a really good
idea.
That'd
be awesome.
So, do they have details on that yet, Chris?
They came by today. They picked out the spot where they want to have it. I double-checked with Bobby and Bob. We can accommodate it. They need like 8 spaces. They're going to send over promotional items, so we'll share that out on website, social media, and then I think we're going to try and change the sign out front to get the word out.
When do they want to be here, and for how many days? Is just one or
just
like a
one
week?
Day.
Okay.
I cannot remember the date. I'm trying.
Did you guess on it?
I want to say
in May.
It's in May.
Okay.
I want to say the 12th, but I don't know that that's correct.
Since it's only one day, I would love it if, we could, media blitz it multiple times, remind people several times on Facebook and that sort of thing.
For sure.
Cool.
Okay.
That's exciting.
And then we've actually today they put pavement on our pathway out back. We now have a pathway that goes from the upper parking lot and takes you down into the green belt. We're going to have a pad down in the bottom for entertainment and that type of thing. And performing artist.
Is there a dedication next week for the, tell us about that.
It's the 27th, so it's next Friday.
Okay.
11 o'clock, corner of Avenue E and Main Street. And we're going to dedicate the new art piece, the interactive art piece, as well as do the formal ribbon cutting for downtown. Together Treasure Valley and their board members will be in attendance for the art piece, as well as there's a EDDM that's going out to all the households that was funded by grant funds so that we can let them know about the new art piece and we get the backside. So we've worked with Mark and, points out the new things in downtown, walkability. It should only last 15 to 20 minutes. We have a photographer coming to get some good photos of it. Also, we have multiple agencies that will be represented.
So it's Friday at 11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the chief is going to help us close down the corner so we don't get anybody run over.
Excellent.
And then, Mayor, did you want to tell them about our TAP grant from last week?
You go ahead. Chris was successful.
I was successful last week. We funded in 2 grants last week. One of them, though, was $3,000 with Idaho Power for economic development, but the other was $500,000 TAP grant for phase 2 of downtown revitalization. So we have 2 more pending for another $1 million, $500,000 each. So we're making progress. We already had $300,000 as well, and then we're citing out another one for $500,000.
Excellent.
So all that's coming together.
Very good.
Cool.
And that's all I had. I don't know if anybody else wants to. Did you want to talk about the baby some more?
No, I'm good.
I'm good with that.
Does anybody recall off the top of their head when irrigation turns on?
They've actually kind of started that the last couple days and getting through blowouts and repairs and breakdowns and all of that. We actually posted that we would have everything up and running by the 1st of May. There will be some that are on before that, but we should be fully operational first part of May. So
that's
what we're shooting for, so that people aren't disappointed when they get theirs and other people have theirs. There's always situations where there's a pipeline that breaks or where a development comes in and they've tied into the PI system, they haven't got valves on, or they left a valve open somewhere and then we have a flood. And so they're working feverishly at that right now to make sure that that's getting turned on smoothly. And hopefully it'll continue to go good and they'll have it all on fairly quick. So. And some of that stuff on the south side, we have to wait for ditches to all fill and that type of thing. And then there's some some things that are out of our hands over there. So, but they are working hard at that today. They come around in City Hall and leave mud, and so I think they're having fun.
Excellent.
Was there anything else? Okay.
If nothing, I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74206B to discuss personal matters. Did I already say that?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74206B. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And I think all we need here for this is just myself and council.